And this is what it said. This is, you can give me the, King James, Matthew 6:33. I'm going to do the King James and Amplified. But seek ye what? First. What is first? Can anybody tell me what first is? What is first? First is number one, ain't it? That's first is the, I mean, if you're counting, what number is first? No, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Five is first. Three is first. No, ten. Oh, why do we put first so far down the list then? Why do we put it? He said, seek ye first, what? The kingdom, because he said, it's my good pleasure to give it to you. Why is he giving it to you? So you'll know how the kingdom operates. You've been born into it. You're not of this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. And if you're trying to get your life fixed by this world system, all you're going to do is mess it up because Satan is messed up. Satan is not fixed up. He doesn't have it together. He's a thief. He's a killer. He's a murderer. He will be put away. He will not last. Are you going to follow him to that place of destruction? Are you going to live in this earth and be miserable, or are you going to live happy, full of joy, prosper, overcoming, winning, helping people, encouraging people? What are you going to do? Are you going to walk around with your nose up in the air? Are you going to walk around like somebody that stole everything you had? What are you going to do? Wisdom will teach you, and the kingdom is available. Now notice what he said. But seek you first the kingdom of God, and that's a conjunction, isn't it? But what that means, he's about to add something else to what he just said. Right? Am I right? English teacher, y'all help me out. Did I say it right? He said, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What will happen when you do that? Not all. Y'all just putting something up there. You'll find a few things in life that are. You mean all things shall be what? I want to ask you a question since y'all are talking about all things. If all things are going to be added to you, what's left to get? Well, why are you leaving that and won't do it first and trying to get over here and get this? And you're still miserable, broke, upset, disgusted, confused. How many things he say? Other words, you know how to handle all these things. Now, you keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. Because, see, he is the provider. He is the creator of all things. And wisdom show you how to handle all things in a proper order of operation in your life. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. And wisdom will teach you how to operate in this world. And you can be, and you don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be none of these things that people do. You don't have to lie. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to do any of those things. Because he'll give you the kingdom. And you know how the kingdom works. You know the kingdom is true. You know the kingdom is right. You know the kingdom will never give you anything wrong. You know the kingdom will give you everything. Everything in the kingdom is good. How can you get something bad? Hello? Now watch this. All these things shall be added. Give me the Amplified, and then I think this is what we have to start. Yeah. That Amplified. But first, do what? But first and most importantly, do what? Seek. Aim it. All right, when I go hunting, I don't go out there in the woods and just start shooting. Bang! Bang! I seek. And when I seek and I see that deer or whatever, that rabbit can run, boy. You better know how to shoot. Hallelujah. And seek and aim, then I aim it. And I strive after. And see, that's what God wants you to do. Seek, aim it. Do not be, how can I say that? I'm looking for a word. Haphazard. I don't know if it's a good word or not. Careless, just doing it, just going through. You seek and you aim at to get it right. Find out what he said and do it just like he said. Because it is right. And when I do it like he said, I won't let feeling interrupt my faith. I won't let circumstance, I won't let a person down the street, I won't let another member in my household, if they're going to disagree with what God said, I won't let them interrupt my faith. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's why I want to find out what he said, how he said it, how to do it, when to apply it, and a way to apply it. And he said, seek it, aim at it, strive after it. His kingdom, why is it? And his righteousness, why? His way of doing and being right. Do what? Attitude and character of God and all these what will be given to you also. Here's what we pick up.